Hey, Ian, how many times was I killed?
Today?
Violently.
Today?
Yes, today. How many times was I killed today?
A good twice today, Bob.
All right. Now let's add up all the days, all the moons. How many times have I been killed? As Ophanel.
Almost too many to count.
But in this world or in another world?
What's the difference?
In this world or other worlds. When I was killed, did I go to the guff, Ion?
Sometimes.
What did I do when I didn't go to the guff?
You went surfing, Bob.
Rolled over, and did it. And did your lolly one more time.
Okay, so I didn't reincarnate, but I came back in the physical.
Well, you shifted in the physical, but yeah, you didn't reincarnate, no.
So I shifted. And did I go through the womb and acquire a soul?
Good Lord, no. You are you soulless bastard. You don't have one now.
All right, well, how about regular humans, like we have on the line here? They weren't Ophanel. Or were they all gods and they all had an Ophanel? But anyways, did they go to the guff and then acquire a soul and go through a womb?
No.
Nobody does
no,
that.
This time, as a little man, they come forth that way. Yes.
Wait. Now you just indicate they do come forth through the womb and acquire
the
a soul.
The first time as a little man, yes, they do.
But they're not little men, and they are eternal on other dimensions, realms, worlds, or aspects.
In this realm and world, they just had to do it this way. The trick is, it was harder to descend than it is to ascend, but we can't get you to remember how to ascend, so you're having trouble with that. That was much easier to do it than what you're doing. So we're just trying to help you through this little part here. Then we can all go to the beach. Great.
Let's stay on the point here. We're getting in new territory. So most of us, we've only come through the womb once as a little man. There's a part of us or a bigger part of us than the little man that never went through the womb.
That's always eternal. It's always ascended.
Yeah,
always
eternal.
Yeah. Well, you are eternal anyway. Your dogma runs you out of it.
So, what was required for the first time to become a little man to go through the womb? What weird trauma does the person go through?
You separate. You decide that you're so powerful, you separate yourself from your power and choose of your own free will to come back into your power. That's the race. That's the rub.
Right, you go into your power, you're going to come back to your power after you're born that one time as a little man.
Yeah,
so
you still have your power, but you can't remember it. You can't attach it. You want to. Then when you do and you open it up, it's like, wow. Then it does, and you want more, and you want more, and you get more, and then it's want more, and you get more. And the next thing you know, you're sitting on the throne.
Right, so right now, how do you get more power? Right, what would you say right now to the words question, how do you get more power?
Well, you don't get more power, you activate more power you already got.
How do you activate it?
You're doing it right now.
By talking to you.
Engaging.
With you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the broom sage. If broom sage will work, do a broom sage. We don't care what it is, but we'll do.
So did people, what are some methods that work for some people who came in as a little man and then ascended? Like, how did St. Germain do it?
The Marquis de Sade, he was messed up and trying to kill himself. And he didn't die, and he realized there must be something to it, so he ascended.
And what was the process for him to ascend? Slept better? He ate better? He didn't sleep as much?
He went crazy. He went crazy, and he ate his own shit.
You get that, people? There's one technique. Go crazy,
go
and eat your own shit. So you're saying...
Wait.
Just a minute, Michael. So you're saying if you go through the process of disconnecting with social mortar, the social identifications, and really assert yourself regardless of the consequences, that's
the
ascension.
The labels.
Yes.
You gotta
get past the labels.
The labels. But you gotta live. You can't not live, because otherwise you go in a box. It's hard to get out of those. Then you're eternal in a box. That's second.
Yeah, so you gotta figure out how to get by through some ways of, eating, which don't get you killed, but you don't participate in most of the social manners. Right?
Basically.
Or, if you get good at it, and you truly don't identify with it, but you could even become mayor of a town, but you're really detached about it. Right.
Right. That's right. Sure.
Yeah. So, but many homeless people are ascending or making the moves to ascend by becoming antisocial.
Yeah. Some think they're doing it by being anti-Semitic, but it's not.
So, who's somebody, I'm already ascended, so I'm not in this game, but who's someone who did a really clever way of ascending and had great comfort, maybe even became wealthy or even became famous or just had a lot of fun doing things and nobody knew that he didn't give a shit about what he was doing or she didn't give a shit? Who's an example of that?
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot
the
of people.
Queen Mum?
The Queen Mum, yes.
Yeah.
She ascended, right, Ion? Would you say she ascended?
She did.
Right.
She did.
So she sat there and she just would sip her brandy or something all day until dinner time or something, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, that leads to another question.
If we descended in our glory and our godliness, at what age, once we birthed, did we then lose our attachment to being God?
Now, watch that.
If you descended
and you enter the womb, you're already fallen, Nick. So state that better.
Okay, so forget the descending. If we're born into this experience in this world and we are God and we have connection to all knowing and source, at what age do we then now have the veil? When do we lose that knowing? When does that child, is it at two or three, now not have contact or access to that knowing?
You have that always. You find it. It's a race back to where you are. You always have.
Now is the race back
to it. Now is the race. Yeah, it's back to God.
Yeah.
So he's saying, Nick, you always have it. So that doesn't make sense with what you said.
What I'm trying to find out from Ian is if we come into this experience and we birthed through this birth canal and we are now born into this world and we are ascended gods at that moment of being born, there must be a period. I mean, otherwise we'd all be ascended and we would just continue our ascension process.
You are. You don't ascend it. You don't ascend the ascended. You're already there. You just gotta wake up and shake yourself and come into the place of power.
Okay, but what caused me to lose the wake up part? What did I forget, and when?
How powerful you are to separate yourself, to force yourself to obfuscate it. You meant it.
So why would I do that? I mean, what sane individual?
We can't figure it out. We can't figure it out. It's not sane. It's stupid. And even if you had it, you can fix it in one sentence. Why can't you fix it? You're right. It is. It's ridiculous.
It's freaking frustrating. I mean, how incredibly stupid.
You better know it. For us, thousands and thousands of hours to say, come on, 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 come on.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going, come on, come on, come on, like it's a light bulb moment that's going to flicker in front of me, and I'm going to go, wee, okay, now I remember.
Hold on, hold on. You've already had three of those.
I know.
Well,
And you saved my life twice.
Twice, but who's arguing for the limitation? You got a taste of it, now you're saying, why can't we just do it? Well, you can. Let's do it. You've done it like you did it the last time. Good.
Yeah, but what Bob's asking is relevant, because he's going, hang on a second, there must be something that I'm not getting in that process. There's something that I'm not kind of just touching it, but it just keeps going away. It's like fleeting.
Wanting. So, when you want it, you push it away. You're acknowledging you don't have it. But wanting pushes it further away. When you relax it and let it go, the next thing you know, there it is, the door unlocked, boom. There it is, boom, the angel opened up, boom, the thunder rolled, boom, they show up at the door, boom, it all works itself out. Boom, everything straightens itself out. Boom, you fix the thing in the world, and the world now loves you to death, and rah, rah, really, kick them in the other knee.
In the knee.
There you go.
That left knee with the, that kick in.
What did he say there, Nick?
Rah, 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 kick him in the knee. I think he was playing a pun on my left knee with my meniscus, Bob. We keep getting kicked in the knee, and it's just like, come on, wake up, man, for God's sake.
Okay, so I'm saying there are many ways of ascension. Hold up, Roxy. There are many ways of ascension as our individuals, and there's no set pattern. Krishnamurti said this. And when you ascend, it's a surprise, and you don't know how you got there. Do you agree with that, Ion?
Sure.
Yeah, that's just another way. What's a methodical way of ascension that works? A methodical, ridiculously plotting out, measuring everything, working your way, creating a schedule. Can someone ascend that way?
Prior as I am. Kinda. They was too busy whooping their own ass that they could never ascend. Whooping their own ass.